Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 205, part 2, the conclusion to Fight On. Today is Sunday, July 31st, 2011. Welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. And Pastor Paul's club is also located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you live anywhere in Minnesota, you are living in a household of two or more, you're a senior 60 and older, or disabled with proof, you can come into Pastor Paul's, register your household for monthly groceries. If you need more information, please call us at 612-521-4665, Monday through Friday between 1 and 4 p.m. Thank you for joining the podcast. The month of July, these are the messages. Doors, I Am Says I Will, Wake Up, Melt Me, Fight On. There you have it, the podcast for the month of July. Be sure to join us every Friday for part 1 and every Sunday for part 2. Subscribe to Pastor Paul's podcast and have a great month of July.
I was watching TV the other night and I thought it was a program and they were singing, it was out of Chicago, they were singing, "Do You Love Everybody?" And the guy got up and he came out and he had on a captain's outfit and he had the bars on and great big long shiny shoes, and it was a glitter, and there was lights. Looked like a disco thing going on. And they were all out there jumping and bobbing around. Do you love everybody? And I thought to myself, in the very best day of my life, I cannot say that I love everybody. Can you? Come on now. Oh, they were carrying on. Do you love everybody? Do you love everybody? Boom, boom. The lights were going around and they're, oh, man. And I thought to myself, you're overdoing it just a little bit. They should have said, God, help me to love everybody. By God's grace, I will love everybody. But not with a human love. Now, it's easy to love someone that loves you. Can you love somebody that hates your guts? Easier said than done, methinks. How many can say amen to that one? Oh, my. Ooh. I bet they went out to some cafe. I don't even know if they got Perkins out there, but wherever they went, they sat down after singing that song, "Do You Love Everybody?" and just carried on something fierce over coffee. about everybody. See, it's time that we deal with this problem, isn't it? And you know what's wrong? It's every time we get under our own battles, isn't it? Woo! I'm talking about the cause of Christ is the cause of humanity. And then we are friends to all and enemies to none. Why? If it doesn't pay off. But what a war we fight. We are to be peacemakers. We are to quiet quarrels and squabbles. See, peace with error is war with man, but war with error is peace with men. So smite error, smite sin. And I think then you've done your best to promote happiness and union amongst mankind. The best way for you to stay on track is to serve. You want to stay on track? You have to be a servant. Now you take a look at a mother. You take a look at a father in the natural. When they're serving their family, when they're bringing up their family, or the mother's serving that family, that keeps her on the beam. That keeps her in good mental health. But the minute she falls out of that role, she gets off beam. She gets off course. She's not a servant now. She's serving herself. Say amen. I've been dealing with a person on the telephone. Again, I don't know their name. It's a funny thing. People call me up and I never get their names too much. Maybe they even put a handkerchief over the phone so you wouldn't recognize who they are. I don't know. And the guy went on and on and on about a problem he's having. And I says, well, maybe you should tell this person that we're both after the same thing. We're after you. You win. You can have yourself. Don't fight your own battles. Give them over to the Lord. Smite your own anger. How many here can get good and angry? Can you get angry? Oh, we try so hard to act like we don't get angry. Me? Get angry? Who, me? I think we ought to level our own pride and then smite every other man's anger. Make peace wherever you can. But from the dividers, run. Pick your legs up. Pick your deliverance up, lefty and righty, and make it down the road. I think we need to learn how to sow peace and tenderness and laughter. Learn how to sow loving discipline. Learn how to sow words of healing. Well, what are words of healing? Sometimes they're nothing. They're silent. You don't say anything. But anyway, going on now for the Lord's soldiers. Who are they that are to fight the Lord's battles? Not everybody. The Lord's army is His church. They are not of this world at all. Well, I hear someone saying, how do I know if I am one? He'll have on a new uniform, no rags. People will know who you are because everyone that enlists is washed by the blood. You have to go sort of through a basic training and then off to specialized training, then off to war. And of course, you love your particular spiritual church outfit, but you're loyal to the whole army. All those that fight the good fight, the cause of Christ, you're loyal to that whole army. Because the commander-in-chief is going to have the first and the last word in all of this. But the Bible says, by this also ye shall know whether ye be my disciples, if ye love one another, even as Christ has loved you. Or maybe you'll be called to Luke 14 and 26. Listen to this. Luke 14, 26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14 and 26. Okay, now I can tell you how you know when you belong to Christ. You belong to Christ's army. Namely, that you are not your own. He owns nothing. It belongs all to God. His home, his car, his wife, his children, his time, his talents. He gets the attitude that I am not my own. I am bought with a price. He becomes a consecrated man. I think we should ask yourself these questions. Now we come to the exhortation, fight. Well, what does fight mean? It means action. But there's so many people that are just onlookers. They take on no job for the church. And if they do a little, they complain a lot about so much that they're doing. But I hear them whining on the radio right now, but I give money. That's not enough. That's not enough. You can't pay a substitute to fight for you in the army. I mean, a boxer can't say, I'm not going to fight tonight. I'm going to have a substitute come in and fight for me. A track star can't say, I want a substitute and come in someone to run the race for me. I can't substitute somebody to come down here and do this job. Oh, I won't be here. This is my substitute. No. Are you hearing this message tonight? There's no substitute. God has called you to a work. But anyway, when before the judgment seat, do you think you can call in a substitute then? Somebody to arbitrate for you? When you're asked, what did you do with your talents? Will you say, I entrusted them to a substitute? I don't think that Christ served us by proxy, and I can't serve him by proxy. I mean, a religion where someone else does all the work for you is good for nothing. I was talking about it the other night. The reason a lot of times people are not interested in things that you're doing, not here necessarily anywhere, is because they're not involved. I got something to say to you people on the radio now that are listening. Come, soldiers of the Lord, and join the battle. Mount the wall. The Bible says bridge the gap. Show the enemy what the Christian blood can do, and if you leave it all to some, it will leave a lot that's undone. Come on, sluggards, get up. Come on, sit at home. Each Christian, I think, right now has to come to this real teaching here. Fight the Lord's battles. Bible says, no communication or union with the enemy. Ye are not of this world. No truce, no league, no treaty you are to make with the enemies of Christ. Come out, it says, from among them, and be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Give no quarter. Don't ask for excuses from the world and don't excuse it. Have nothing to do with pretended friendships. Rule number 3, no weapons or ammunition taken from any are to be used in the Emmanuel soldiers. Don't pick up the same weapons. Burn them. As the Bible says, utterly burn them. If you beat the enemy and you find their weapons laying down on the ground, destroy them, never use them. That means, let's say someone uses slander. This is their weapon, and you beat them. Don't pick up that weapon of slander. Let's say that gossip is there, and you slay that. Don't pick up that weapon and use that same weapon on someone else. Don't use those same things, I'm saying. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fight back with the same things. If your enemy gets angry with you, don't get angry back again. If you're slandered, don't slander him. Never ever meddle with his weapons of gossip or bitterness, pettiness. No, there's so much pettiness going on, I don't believe it. Slander. Listen to what Jesus said. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. And we're talking about God here. See, David in the Bible first killed the giant with the slingshot of faith, not the giant's sword. Oh, hey. I believe we ought to get into an action right now where there's no slumbering, no rest, no ease or surrender. Be at it and all at it. With a full heart, no resting, always fighting the enemy, asking for daily grace. Don't forget those rules. Let the Lord fight your battle. I think there's another rule, rule number 5. No fear, no trembling or cowardice. Fear only God, and don't be ashamed of God ever. Guy asked me, he says, well, what posture would you have when you get into that kind of battle? I says, down on your knees, hands up towards heaven and eyes up towards heaven. Well, is there any other postures? I said, yeah, there's a lot of other postures. Feet fast and hands still and eyes up. Stand still, the Bible says, and see the salvation of God. It sounds easy, don't it? No, it ain't easy. It ain't easy to keep your mouth shut. Oh, God, it's not easy. Oh, you want to pick up them same weapons. Oh, the enemy, you want to pick up that same weapon and say, oh, how do you like it? You don't have to do that. You don't have to get into that. Keep silent. Don't say anything. There's a song like that, you know, it says, say nothing till you hear from me. How many know that song? Nobody? Oh, you know that one? Two in there? And I think it goes on. Do nothing till you hear from me. Da 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 da. Oh, it's so hard not to do something. You have to wait on the Lord. Oh, God. You want to do it so bad, you want to say something, you just want to blurt it out. Oh, God, your hand is just itching to get on that telephone. Oh, your hand is just itching to write that letter. Oh, my God, I'll just write a retort. Well, you write a retort and you're a retard. Don't get into that. But, I mean, it is a temptation. I'm sure it is, isn't it? Okay, I said, I'll give you one, maybe you'll like. Double time forward. Don't mark time, I said. Move ahead in the love and mercy and forgiveness. Deal with any hypocrisy. And he says, well, how do you deal with hypocrisy? I says, march right out of it. I said, agitate the gravel. Move out of it. But there is another posture. Eyes shut, ears shut, heart shut to temptation. Yet another posture. Firm feet, sword in hand, eyes open, looking at your enemy, watching his every move, watching your opportunity to slay him. Woo! How many are hearing this? Let's all fight the good fight. Enter the war. Fight the Lord's battle. See, real love needs no inspection. Well, what is real love? Real love is a love of the Lord and a love to do his work and to, having done all, stand and fight the Lord's battle. Say amen, somebody. Did you hear this message tonight? It's just a real simple little message. Fight the Lord's battles. Fight the Lord's battles. Now, I know a lot of people listening on the radio have been fighting their own battles. How can you tell when someone's fighting their own battles? They're on a downhill slope. You really want to get down? Start to fight your own battles. Start to fight your own battle with finances. Start to fight your own battle, you pastors on there that are going through hard times. Oh, come on down here to the ghetto. Then you'll have something to gripe about if you don't understand this one thing. Fight the Lord's battles. What we're into right down here is fighting the Lord's battles for sure. Battles with poverty. Battles with people that have been rejected for hundreds of years. The poor. Battles with the prisoners and the widows and so on like that. Battles for them. That's the Lord's battles, don't you see? You want to keep yourself in shape? Fight the Lord's battles. You want to get down? Fight your own battles. Maybe I hear someone on the video say, yeah, you're not married to an old battle axe like I am. Well, don't battle the old battle axe. Fight the Lord's battles. Don't get into that. See, God is calling together an army, isn't he? Yeah. Sometimes when he calls together an army, it gets kind of spooky. But if you'll fight the Lord's battles, God will give you the weapons that's mighty to pulling down the strongholds of the devil. The devil's got a stronghold down here in this little old ghetto down here. And you know something? God is giving us the equipment to pull down the strongholds of the devil. I am encouraged. Do you understand what I've ministered here tonight? We're fighting the Lord's battles. And I'll tell you what, there isn't a whole lot of people that are into fighting the Lord's battles. They're too busy fighting their own battles. Battles with who's who. And the Christian flyers and these posters and so on like that. Huh? The big seminars and the big meetings. And what end do they have? And what purpose? Oh, listen, Christians, you listen. Get good and irritated. I do hope you do. Large posters, so and so and so and so. Music here and this and so on. Now, this is all right, but it's not for me. It's sort of a who's who thing. Sitting on a silken couch in some TV thing, with going back and forth about talking about themselves and how they fought their own battles and who said this about them and that about them. And, oh, wasn't the paper nasty and so on? Who cares? Hey, who cares? I could care less. Huh? That's your own battle. That's not the Lord's battles. You're supposed to be happy. When trial and tribulation and all, well, now you know you're on the beam. Beware when all men would speak well of you. I haven't had to worry about that as of late. Well, that's one less thing to worry about. One thing I don't have to battle for myself. Say amen, somebody. My God, we're in such an exciting situation down here, I don't believe it. I'm beginning to feel like Custer. I don't know if he was the last man or not, but I'm beginning to feel like that. You know what? It's exciting. It's exciting because it's the Lord's battle, and there's not a whole lot of folks involved in the Lord's battle. They're involved in the battle of the crossing of Hennepin Avenue to go to some cafe, maybe. They're in the battle of crossing over out of inner city, out into the suburbs, to escape out there, to Dreamsville. And that's all right, but I'm saying if it's done for the wrong reason, as an escape mechanism to fight your own battle, what a boring, boring time it is to fight. And you know what? You never win. Did you ever try to fight your own battle? Did you ever battle with somebody back and forth? Huh? And, well, what reasons do you have for this? Or what reasons do you have for this? See, if you give your reasons, then that's just a reason for another argument. Isn't it? Well, just give me one good reason. No, I'm not going to get into that. I'm too busy fighting the Lord's battles. How many are hearing this? Huh? Maybe you're sitting there. Maybe you're fighting some of your own battles.
Well, you don't know. I have to fight my own battles. I have to learn how to be tough.
Huh? You'll just wear yourself out. Oh, my God, I'm so glad that I had that knowledge from the Lord not to fight my own battles. Well, as much as is within me anyway, I fight him sometimes in my mind plenty. But I have to put him at rest or I'll never have any rest. Say amen. You'll never have any rest. God has given me peace. Not a peace that the world gives, but a peace that God gives. And I tell you, that goes way beyond anything I ever had. You couldn't buy this kind of peace. Because, see, guess everything that looks like you should have no peace anyway, here you have peace. And here's people that got everything, all kinds of substance. They got cars and houses and things, all things, and they have no peace. Why is that? It's the world's peace. It can be taken away from you in a minute. But the peace of the Lord can't be taken away from you. Isn't that wonderful? Wow. Sometimes I think I'd like to write a book on the peace of the Lord. And then, of course, after I wrote the book, I'd be severely tested again. Maybe it's that fear. See, when we think that we know it all, that's when we need to know nothing. So I'm going to finish this message right now with saying this, that I don't know anything. You've been listening to a complete idiot all night. Well, that means in relation to Jesus. Be careful when you think you know something, when you exalt yourself above Christ. Know nothing, saving Christ. Well, that's one that I'm beginning to know. And the only way you're going to really get to know Christ is to share in the sufferings of Christ. Now you really begin to know him. It's like when you share, well, somewhat, like when you share in the sufferings of your children. Now, this mother said, and this was over at the doctor's office today. He said, well, I could see he was nervous. He says, oh, my little one's going to kindergarten tomorrow. I says, well, you look like you're a little excited about it. I suppose your wife will be on the back of the bus hanging on with her fingernails peeking in the window so someone doesn't crown little darling. He says, yeah, I'll probably be right alongside of her. Don't we suffer with our children? Yeah, and that's why we understand them. Right? When you suffer the sufferings of Christ, then you begin to know him too. You're going to have to go through that, Debbie, your little one going to school and out at the bus. You'd be looking out the window and somebody will walk up and bop him on the head, or he'll bop somebody on the head, or, huh? Get all anxious and so on like that. That's the same way the Lord looks at us. You realize how much the Lord suffers with us? Oh, that's one of the Lord's battles, by the way, you. He's really got a fight on his hands. I think back on my own life. Oh man, that was a battle. The Lord's battle. Right here. But once you've been converted over, and once that God gets you and you begin to understand, then you suffer with Christ. It pays off. He suffered with you, now you suffer with him. Isn't that great? Lord, I want to thank you for these people that are here tonight, for the dedication, the discipline, the resolve to go on. And God, most of all, I just want to thank you for the salvation of each precious person that's in here. Lord, yes, we surely, like the song says, beginning to know you. The more that I know you, the more I love you, Lord. Jesus, right now, keep us. We thank you for the many gifts that you're bringing our way. We thank you for the people that are coming right now. Coming in, Lord, and the money that's coming in here to keep us afloat, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for plugging up those holes in the bottom of the boat, Lord, that keeps us from sinking. Thank you, Lord, for those people that have been faithful to put them funds where they belong, Lord. Thank you for the many, many things you're doing. Thank you for the tremendous amount of food that you're bringing in here right now. God, we are excited. We want to give you honor and glory. And Lord, we just want to lift you up. We want to say thank you for allowing us to fight the Lord's battle. In Jesus' name we have ministered tonight. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
There you have it. That was the conclusion to episode 205. That was part two, Fight On. If you missed part one, go to www.pastorpaul.blogspot.com. There you're going to find all of Pastor Paul's podcasts. You're also going to find the show notes with scripture links that are within Pastor Paul's messages. Be sure to join us next Friday, a new month, the month of August. Our message for Friday is going to be part one, Peace. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next Friday. God bless you.
Get ready, you got to move.